It's Friday.
It's time for the Friday News Quiz.
You love the news, right?
Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Thank you very much. All right, Boomer, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got Tommy and Anna and Boomer. And so I was trying to think what happened. We didn't do it last week, but we had a short show because
Go
of the
Heels.
Basketball.
Go
yeah.
Heels.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, I think the way this ended was Tommy and Anna were tied, and Anna won the tiebreak.
She did.
That's right.
She did.
Yeah. That was a good game.
Oh, Anna.
I'm starving over here. I haven't had snack prizes for weeks. Wasting away.
All right. Well,
let's get you winning then, Tommy.
I'm trying.
Here. Today is National Candy Day.
Oh.
Seems like that would have been on Halloween. But
think.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
So when were Reese's Peanut Butter Cups first made? 1919, 1928, or 1932?
I've been to Hershey World so many times.
Really?
I should know this. Yeah. It's great. Great park. Chocolate World's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Good roller coasters.
I don't know. I'll go right down the middle, 1928.
All right, what do you think, Boom?
I was thinking 28, too. That's why I was
reading instincts.
Well, you all are.
Boom.
Correct, yeah. 1928. And when Reese's Cups in 1928 were first on the market, what were they called? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Penny Cups, or Choco Nutter?
I really should know this. I've been on the ride around Choco World so many times.
Tommy's
World.
Just freaking out here. All right, what do you think it was?
What was it for?
What do you think the first name was, Boomer?
I think the one with the penny.
Penny Cups, okay.
Yeah, Penny Cups.
What do you think, Tom?
I'm going to stay with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay, and what do you think, Miss Anner?
I'm going to follow Boomer.
Correct, they were called Penny Cups. And do you know why?
I have no idea.
Did they cost a penny?
Because they only cost a penny.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right.
Those were the good old days, right?
Do I get a point for guessing that?
No.
Dang. I keep score. What do you mean?
I'm going to give myself a point.
Yeah. All right. Election day is Tuesday. When was the last time that the party of the sitting president actually gained House seats during a midterm? Was it 2000? Was it 2002? Was it 1994?
Oh, God.
Actually gained.
Actually gained. That the party in power gained seats.
Oh,
instead of
losing them.
Okay. So what were the options again? 2002?
2000, 2002, and 1994.
94 was Clinton, right? 94 was Clinton.
I'm going to say 2002.
That's what I'm leaning towards,
I think
too.
It's, yeah.
2002.
You guys aren't that smart, but yes, that is correct.
Right.
During George Bush's first
term in office.
Something
happened a year before that.
Yeah. In the Georgia Senate race, which is a barn burner, Herschel Walker was rebuked at a debate for doing what? Did he pull out a badge? Did he pull out a restaurant menu? Or did he use a curse word?
He pulled out a badge.
What did he pull out? What? A badge, correct?
No stinking badge.
And then he spiked it like a football.
Just because supposedly no props were allowed and there was a big deal made out of it, and the next day a sheriff said, yeah, we gave him the badge. He's an honorary deputy. So there you go.
Right.
The man they call Lula.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know this. The man they call Lula, who served as the president from 2003 to 2010, is again the president of which country? Portugal, Brazil, or Albania? Good old President Lula. There's a name.
Brazil?
For it.
Brazil.
All right. Boomer sounds confident. Brazil, then.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think.
Nice one, Boom.
I think we're all tied up except for Tommy's down.
One behind. Well, I got the bonus point, so we're good.
There is no bonus point. All right. The Supreme Court heard arguments challenging affirmative action at UNC and which other university? Was it the University of Michigan, Harvard, or Yale?
Oh, wait a minute. I heard that story too, man.
All right.
I'll say Harvard.
You'll say Harvard?
It is Harvard.
It is indeed. Yes.
Does everybody talk like that goes there?
Yeah, probably.
I'd like to hear that.
It's a part of admission. You have to. It's a requirement.
You have to talk this
private
way,
schools,
otherwise
man.
You don't get in.
That's right.
Which singer became the first ever to fill all top 10 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 in the same week? John Lennon, Taylor Swift, or Lil Baby?
I believe that one's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
You guys are swift, I'm telling you. One of the commissioners of the Federal Communications Commission says we should ban which social media site because the Chinese may be spying through it. TikTok, Tinder, or Facebook?
I hope they're not Tinder.
How about TikTok?
Well, Tinder, actually, I'd give them a lot to spy on.
Sure, it would.
It would be like, oh, my.
Maybe we don't want to go over there anymore. There are some weirdos.
Those Americans are a little crazy for us.
I say TikTok.
You say TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot of cases of RSV going around. That's a viral infection, especially with kids. Mm-hmm. In part, the reason it's running wild is because of a shortage of this drug. Is it amoxicillin, tetracycline, or penicillin?
Amoxicillin.
There you go. Powerball jackpot up to $1.5 billion this weekend. What is the number one thing most people say they would do with all that money? Travel the world, pay off debt, or share with people in need?
Definitely not the last
one. Yeah. People are too selfish.
What do you think, guys?
Maybe they'd say it, but they wouldn't do it.
Actually do it. I think pay off debt is probably number one, especially right now.
Yeah, I'll say pay off debt. Yeah.
Although sharing with people in need was number two.
Was it really?
Yeah. So you can apologize to all the listeners.
Nope. We know you'll keep it.
Yeah, it's easy to say that. Yeah, I'll share it with people.
Yeah, then $1.5 billion just comes your way.
I'll give them a dollar or two. All right, take a listen to this soundbite.
Well, it was harvested today up around that Pisgah National Forest. It's actually going to be on like a 2-week tour of North Carolina and then up into Virginia.
Now, he is with the trucking company that is hauling that big old North Carolina Christmas tree to the U.S. Capitol. He'll drive it through a bunch of towns. How tall is the tree? 78 feet, 80 feet, or 82 feet?
Ooh, that's all right there, man.
Also close, too.
Yeah.
I know.
I remember the answer from the story, so I think I do anyway. So
Tommy's
going to
wait
them out.
I'm going to go 80 for some reason, somewhere in the middle.
I'm going to go down the middle, too, 80.
80. Dang. My one chance to make up the ground.
All right, here we go. So last question. Which extremely rare item is expected to fetch up to $30 million at an upcoming auction? George Washington's false teeth, first copy of the U.S. Constitution, or George Washington's journal?
Mm. So his teeth, his journal, or the first copy of the Constitution?
Yowza.
Oh, gosh.
Weren't they wooden?
There's teeth, yeah.
Is that still...
The host doesn't answer questions, Tommy.
How can they still be around?
And how do they keep termites away from those teeth?
I'm going to say journal.
All right, Tommy says journal. What do you say, Anner?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess journal. I have no idea.
What do you think, Boom?
I'm going to take a stab at teeth.
And you were all...
Oh,
really?
The first copy of the U.S. Constitution.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
First copy.
Now, supposedly George Washington's false teeth were made out of wood. And somebody said he died from Dutch elm disease. I don't think that's right.
No. I just don't think they'd be around still, you know.
You wouldn't think, would you?
Right. He had termites, and he went to see Lyme Teresa disease. Mercado. Yeah, there we go. All right, so how do we turn out this little ring-dang dude?
We got a tie.
Do we
Boomer
really?
And Anna right, went boom. 11 for 11.
Anna.
Nice. I don't think Boomer, look at us.
I'm the only one who missed a question.
I used all my questions up, so... I could try to make up one, like, what's that guy that finally told us what his business is?
Travis Crawford.
Yeah. What does Travis Crawford do for a living? No, all right.
I do know that.
Do you?
I hear that commercial all day long. Heating, cooling, and plumbing.
That's right.
Now we know.
Now we know. And he's got both his names on the truck.
Ooh.
So, congratulations. We have a tie here.
Yes.
So, Boomer. Both of you will win absolutely nothing.
Fantastic.